Well, in Hollywood, the sexual assault allegations keep coming. This time, the latest, actor Kevin Spacey, accused of making sexual advances to another actor, Anthony Rapp, when Anthony Rapp was just 14 years old. Kevin Spacey says he doesn't remember the encounter, which allegedly occurred over 30 years ago, but he apologised nonetheless. The allegations, though, have already had ramifications for one of the most critically acclaimed US dramas, House of Cards, which stars Kevin Spacey. Dan Barrett is the online editor at SBS and our regular TV guy. Hello, Dan.
Good morning, Fran.
So Netflix has announced it's not going to have another series of House of Cards. Is that it?
Yeah. So yesterday there was news that they were going to essentially say the sixth season, which they're midway through shooting, was going to be the last. But this morning there comes news that Netflix have decided to shut down the production entirely. So them and a production company, Media Rights Capital, they've decided that they're going to reevaluate what they can do with the property. And there has been talk about spin-offs coming. So my guess is that maybe they'll shut down the production now and look to launch one of those spin-offs as kind of more of a bridge between what the show had been to something new.
Without Kevin Spacey?
Without Kevin Spacey.
So originally my understanding was when they said this is going to be the last series, it was always going to be the last series. But you're saying now the pressure over these Kevin Spacey allegations have interrupted even that.
Exactly. So, I mean, I did say without Kevin Spacey, we don't know for sure. So, I mean, he could well be back. We don't know how this is going to play out. But my assumption was that previously they've been talking about spin-offs for a little while now. So I just assumed that the sixth season would probably be the final one and then I'd launch a spin-off. Because they hadn't announced that, I think that basically the plan was to look at what they'd do as a spin-off. And then when they're looking ready to launch the new season of House of Cards, they'd say, hey, look, guys, there's a spin-off coming. But now that the Kevin Spacey allegations have come out, I think it's just upset their plans entirely.
How intense has reaction to the Kevin Spacey allegations been? And in terms of his response to it, how people regarded that?
Look, I mean, there's a few aspects to it where, one, there's been rumours and suggestions about Kevin Spacey being involved in this kind of behaviour for a while. So I know when I saw the news, it wasn't
underage
a huge
behaviour
surprise.
Or just that he might be gay?
Both. So, I mean, there's been rumours.
Pretty different things.
You don't necessarily want to believe the rumours until there's something about it. Not necessarily about being gay, but just, you know, the more illegal aspects of things. Now, when he came out and said, hey, look, quite possibly I did engage in this behaviour. Also, you know, I've been living life as a gay man. He sort of had both statements as part of the one. And I think linking his coming out to the very nasty allegations levelled against him, I think that's kind of what people sort of up against, sort of
people
getting
thought
their
backs he was up. Trying to distract, didn't they?
Kind of just trying to distract. And also, I mean, the idea of Kevin Spacey, if you put aside the allegations, a big Hollywood actor like himself coming out and saying, you know, I am a gay man and I've been acting as a gay man for quite a few years. Like, that's a very big moment in terms of awareness and just acceptance of, gay Hollywood. Mm. And that would have been phenomenal, but it is linked to this now and it kind of just sort of sours the entire experience of that. And there's something very cynical about coming out at the same time as trying to distract from this news against you.
Let's talk TV that's on our television sets at the moment. A new show coming to ABC 2. Well, it's coming. It's not here yet. It's called Back. It stars comedians David Mitchell and Robert Webb in a dark comedy about two people reuniting after death. Should we hear a bit?
Yeah.
There's something I need to say that I was never able to...
Can't believe Dad has gone.
Sorry, do I know you?
Andrew Donnelly. I'm your brother.
No, you're not.
1987, March the 15th to August the 6th. I was your foster brother.
Oh, right. You were one of those. Yes, of course. I'm Stephen.
I know.
Of course.
You carry on with what you were saying.
No, it's fine.
Bye, Dad. You meant everything to me and I'll love and miss you forever.
Doesn't sound that funny to me.
That sounds thoroughly unfunny.
It does. How is Back, Dan?
Okay, look, I was sitting on the couch watching it last night, and I should say this started on ABC 2 on Thursday night that's just passed, but you can catch up on iView, which is what I've done. This is wildly funny, and I got a good 4 or 5 laugh-out-loud moments through it. So this is David Mitchell and Robert Webb. We know them from shows like Peep Show, which ran on the ABC for about 9 years. Look, I think Peep Show is one of the funniest sitcoms that TV's ever generated, so I was immediately buying into this. They've also had a sketch show, which people have seen on the ABC. There's a great show on Stan at the moment called Ambassadors, which is a 3-parter they've done. So these are two comedians who've worked together quite a fair bit, and this is them very much looking to reprise the kind of dynamic they had on Peep Show, which is that David Mitchell's a very uptight guy who lives most of his life as a bit of an internal voice within him. Meanwhile, Robert Webb is always a kind of a bit of a slacker, but also someone who wants to manipulate and just live as comfortable a life as possible. And you watch this, and it's the premise, the setup for this, is you've got a guy whose father's died, but throughout his youth, he had a lot of foster brothers and sisters. Now, as a result of all these kids around the place, he just sort of went further and further into his shell and can't really communicate with people. But now one of these kids has supposedly come back as an adult as his father's died, and he's trying to reintegrate himself into the life of, you know, him and his family members. The problem is that as the series goes on, you begin to realize, wait, this guy may not have actually been a foster kid at all, and really he's just a con man. So I don't quite know exactly what's going on, but it's a great dynamic to have a guy of whom is dying on the inside and explodes every 10 to 15 minutes on the show with someone who's just antagonizing for the entire program.
Sounds complicated, but wildly funny is Dan's verdict. Dan, other picks for the week, just briefly?
Look, there's a show on Stan that I think is worth checking out. Maybe it's a counterpoint to the very sort of male comedy of Back. It's called Claws, and it's about some women working in a nail salon in Florida. It's maybe not the greatest of shows, but in the Me Too sort of culture at the moment, it's a bit more resonant than I think it would have been otherwise. Wolf Creek, the first season of that from Stan, is going to be on Channel 9 from 9:30 tomorrow night. And Alias Grace, based on a Margaret Atwood book, that's coming to Netflix this Friday.
Looking forward to that. Dan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dan Barrett, the online editor at SBS and our regular TV correspondent.